This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Meet you for coffee at the elementary school. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool.
Bill Gates.
It's beautiful.
Yes, synthetic meat is made out of human cancer cells that grow in a petri dish. Aluminum dioxide and barium salt sprayed in the atmosphere. Children having their breasts and penises and testicles cut off. Nuclear war. Leaking reactors. Fentanyl pouring across the border. The immortal life of Henrietta Lacks. Now you're going to eat her cells at McDonald's. Bill Gates has his way. We got Steven Crowder coming up. I want to address the viewers watching here. The nightmare of the New World Order that was in beta is now arrived, and it's an operational. The world's waking up really fast, but not fast enough, and InfoWars has such an important mission to stay on air against the globalists, and we can't stay on air without you. I thank you for all your past support. I just want to encourage you now to make the decision to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products. At the same time, you keep this show on the air. We've got a lot of products that have been sold out for a long time that are finally back, and we've got right in front of me four new amazing products. We have the ultimate bone broth with the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, magnesium, the turmeric, and so much more. Everybody should be taking this. It really is the best bone broth out there. Concentrated chicken broth, sugar for your immune system, your joints, your body, your whole system. This is our great prebiotic, a little scoop in the morning or at night with water, drink it down, and it's every scoop's equivalent to like a whole container of blueberries and other key berries that have these amazing antioxidants that actually help your gut grow in it. What the scientists have told me, a really special type of amino acid that's anti-cancer, you name it. This is so good for your gut health. It's back in stock, our great prebiotic. Then, of course, we have the new turmeric toothpaste that people are really ordering and love. That's so good for your gums and so good for antioxidants, detoxifying, and cleaning your teeth. Also, we have the CBD oil that is 1,000 milligram, very, very strong, and also 25 and 10 milligram gummies. This right here is a multi-month supply, just a few drops a day. On record, great for your neurological system. On record, great for your brain. On record, great for your joints and bones as well. Everybody, especially those that have pain, should be on high-quality CBD oil. This is the highest quality out there. Leading competitors sell the same stuff from the same place for $160 retail, $100 on sale. It's $67 at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWarsMD. Also, and the gummies are even less, we have the ashwagandha gummies with a bunch of key vitamins and minerals. Tastes great. And then we have with the Piper Teen concentrate with ashwagandha that just takes your libido, your stamina, your energy, everything to the next level. We've got that also available in pill form at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We will continue to fight, and we will stay on air. And we have a very clear direction to stay on air and 100% chance of staying on air unless I get hit by a train or, you know, assassinated or whatever. But the point is, if you continue to buy the products, and we're just right there in the black, hovering over the red, and I guess that's God just wants to keep me hungry. So, okay, but I'm just asking listeners who are great folks and who care about freedom to just make the decision to go to InfoWarsStore.com. You have to make that decision. I'm not bitching at you. I'm just saying, please keep us on air. I think we're doing really good work. I think we need to be kept on air. Plus, you need great products. So that's a decision you have to make, and I ask you to make the decision today. And so you don't forget in a month or 2 months or 6 months to reorder, sign up for AutoShip. It's right there. You can cancel any time. And then you get 10% off your next order. And then you don't forget to get the bone broth or the prebiotic or the ashwagandha or the CBD oil every month, every 2 months. You can do it out to 9 months. And then we hold it back for you so it doesn't ever sell out. So you have it. So you've got it. You know, we sold out of bone broth 2 years ago. People that had signed up for AutoShip were still getting it for 6 months after it was sold out because we held it back for you. So that way, it's very rare that it'll sell out. And if it does, it just cancels your order. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, sign up for AutoShip. That way you don't forget to support us each month or every 2 months. Whatever you decide to do, please take action. Thank you so much. We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We are connecting with the great Stephen Crowder right now. He'll be with us here in just a few minutes. And I want to air this critically important clip that everybody needs to share from Band.Video, Infowars.com. If you want to stop the banking takeover happening right now by the globalists, the CBDC, CVB, and the Jeffrey Epstein connection, here is Greg Reese's newest critical report.
Weeks before the Silicon Valley Bank collapse, several executives sold off large shares of stock, while mainstream media tells its audience to invest in them. On March 9th, the day before the collapse, Israel's two largest banks pulled up to $1 billion out of SVB, while Peter Thiel's Founders Fund withdrew millions and advised their clients to do the same. The next day, there was a run on the bank, and Silicon Valley Bank collapsed. Is this evidence of a controlled demolition or a hasty one? The day before the collapse, a U.S. judge ordered J.P. Morgan Chase to turn over documents in a lawsuit accusing them of aiding in Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking operation. The team behind this lawsuit was the same team who successfully exposed the involvement of Deutsche Bank, and they subpoenaed several other banks they believe were involved in sex trafficking, including Silicon Valley Bank and Bank Leumi, the Israeli bank that drained $1 billion out of SVB the day before it collapsed. Whatever the reason, the U.S. government's response threatens to collapse the world economy. The FDIC insures up to $250,000 for each depositor, but now they are going to cover all depositor losses, and they don't have enough to cover the $175 billion of SVB losses, let alone the trillions of dollars to be lost on the near horizon as banks across the world begin to break. The systemic risk among GSIBs, global systemically important banks, is that they are so deeply connected that when one falls, they will all follow. Much of the world's economy is already collapsing due to the actions of the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve banking system. And much of the world has been preparing for the end of the U.S. dollar as a world reserve currency. After all the smaller banks die, the people will be left with the central bank, and their solution is the CBDC. CBDC stands for Central Bank Digital Currency. With CBDC, there are no more options. Everyone's account is run directly through the central bank system.
As the financial system gets more controlling and more invasive, it's a little bit like bringing up a corral around us. And CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, and vaccine passports or digital IDs are sort of the last shutting of the gate. It's hard for many people to imagine the risks here because we're so used to living with financial transaction freedom, and we don't understand that when this gate closes on us, we literally will be sitting in a system where the central banks believe that our assets belong to them, and they can dictate where we can spend money and what we can spend money on. If you don't behave, you can have your money turned off.
There are 12 Federal Reserve banks, which are located in cities being considered for the 15-minute city model of the World Economic Forum. This is where it's all headed, and there isn't much pushback in the federal government. Utah Senator Mike Lee introduced the No CBDC Act last September, which will likely go nowhere. But we the people have much more sway over our local governments. An Oklahoma House committee unanimously passed a bill to protect Oklahomans from being forced to adopt a CBDC. It's time for we the people to unite with our neighbors and local communities and prepare to liberate ourselves from the central bank system. Recall our corrupt county officials and start looking into local barter and trade systems, because central bank digital currency is coming at us quickly and it equals financial enslavement. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
That report just went up a few hours ago, again on InfoWars.com and Mando Video. If you like being free, and you don't want to be a total slave, I mean, I would suggest you go share it. If you try to share it from Bandai Video on Twitter or Facebook, they'll block it. But the new URL that's working right now that takes you to the whole site and all the sublinks, you can send out the individual links to everybody you know and everybody you don't know to warn them about what's happening and tell them to share it, is madmaxworld.tv. Madmaxworld.tv. We're having trouble connecting to Steve McCrowder up in Dallas via their Zoom system. That doesn't work. We'll go to telephone with them here pretty soon, because, you know, phone's kind of retroactive. I kind of like it, and better than nothing, but we'll see. Or we'll just take phone calls, and I got a lot of news to cover regardless, but I was looking forward to talking to Steven Crowder. But again, these CBDCs is their whole New World Order takeover plan. So why would we go along with this? We should be passing laws. We should be standing up as consumers. We should be saying, no, we're not going to be surveilled. We're not going to be controlled. This is a nightmare. The Chinese communist system, they admit it. And it's just like lab-grown meat that Bill Gates has rolled out, mainstream news, that is grown out of human immortal cell lines. Those are cancer cells. And then he wants to eradicate, quote, the cows, because they create methane that's bad for the atmosphere, but he wants to grow in labs these things. You can't make this up. Study. Bill Gates' lab-grown meat causes cancer in humans. Synthetic meat has been heavily promoted by Bill Gates and the globalist elites at the WEF as the solution to the so-called climate change. However, the same food ban has now been shown to cause cancer via the immortalized cell lines used to manufacture it. And then it goes through some of the big studies that are out there that deal with this. Other ingredients in fake meat can cause health issues. Well, it's not really fake. It's synthetic. Study, Bill Gates' lab-grown meat causes cancer in humans. Here's another one, Business Week. Lab-grown meat has a bigger problem than the lab. Leading scientists agree that cultured meat products won't give you cancer, really, but the industry doesn't have the decades of data to prove it. So it's trying to avoid the question instead. So that's Business Week trying to whitewash. Oh, 5G won't give us cancer either. All the studies show it, but they just tell you now it won't. Just 5 years ago, they'd tell the truth about 5G and all these studies. Now, it's almost impossible to find, and there's almost no new studies because they're flooding the zone with hundreds of billions of dollars of grant money at the academic level and billions a year, Gates alone, in propaganda money to the news outlets to never cover these issues. So I got an idea. How about we just say no to this, ladies and gentlemen? How about we just reject it? Immortalized cell lines used in lab-grown meats can cause cancer. And then it goes through the studies and breaks it down. Normal meat cells don't just keep dividing forever. To get the cell cultures to grow at rates big enough, the power of business, several companies are quietly using what are called immortal cell lines, something most people have never eaten intentionally. And they have two major immortal cell lines. One's from a black lady that died of a cancer. They ate half her body in 2 weeks. We can put her article back up there on screen. And another is a aborted white baby in 1972. This is very rare to find an immortal cell line. They reportedly have found some others, but those are secret. So they've created industries in genetic engineering where they use their cells, then they splice them and clone them to create growth hormone, thousands of different products. So they're basically farming human cells, and there's all sorts of cancer-causing issues obviously associated with that. Does eating immortal, that means it just keeps surviving forever, never dies, cancer cells sound like something you want to eat? No. No one wants to eat that. No one wants it. No one wants bugs. But if they're going to get us ready to eat synthetic cancer cells like their food, well, then they got to tell us, eat the bugs, drink the sewage water. It's all about lowering our expectations, beating us over the head, and trying to get us to accept any nightmare they want to push on us. We'll be right back with a ton of other news and information, more on immortal cell lines here today. This is really important stuff. We've got to get control of civilization from these mad scientists.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Waterfront with one of the biggest independent pro-freedom broadcasters out there. And so without further ado, Stephen Crowder joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. You know, when we were getting you on the show, you said, what do you want to talk about? I said, what do you want to talk about? I said, I want to talk about the whole world, about the censorship hearings that were so incredible last week and the war and all the stuff you've been going through and the borders and the Redfield's testimony about gain of function and Fauci lying. I mean, it seems like the deep state's burning down around us, but they just don't seem to care. So, Stephen Crowder, Louder with Crowder, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, sir. Glad to be here. I appreciate it. And yeah, here's the thing. You'd like to think the deep state is burning down, but Alex, come on. You really believe that? You don't think it's going to resurrect from the dead like a Romero film? Come on.
Well, I agree with you that they're like zombies. They just keep coming, but wow. The stuff I talked about 25 years ago, stuff we've been talking about forever as well, it used to be fringe. It's just everywhere now.
Yeah, you know, this is a good example, actually, because I know you wanted to talk about the gain of function. Well, for example, January 6th is a big story right now. Here's the thing. You know, we've sort of been off air, obviously, for a while, which I'm sure we'll get to. But when I heard everyone talk about the revelations regarding January 6th, I remember I was going, what revelations? Well, so they were escorted in. I'm going, okay, so what revelations? What's new? Well, you know, there were feds there who were pushing people over the barricades. I go, yeah, okay, so what's new? Same thing, I was on a show recently. They were asking me about the new bombshells of the gain of function. I'm going, what do you mean? What's new? You mean that someone else admitted to it, and it turns out maybe we funded it more than we knew? I mean, you have Joe Biden saying that he supports, right, the administration supporting gain of function research. January 6th, we ran these clips of the QAnon shaman. Within the month of it happening, we're suspended on YouTube, by the way, of him talking to a Capitol police guard saying, all right, we'll bring you in single file, and him turning around in his silly Cookie Monster voice saying, all right, we have to be peaceful. And we did a whole sketch about it. We had the QAnon shaman in the studio as an ongoing sketch because we knew that he was escorted in. So I guess we have a slightly new angle from a different security camera as far as footage, but there's no really new information. Like you said, you've been talking about a lot of these things for decades, but certainly as it relates to these stories, my question is, why are people thinking that this is new? What disservice are not only the media, but even, let's be honest, right-leaning media, what kind of a disservice are they doing to their viewer that the viewer didn't know until the last 2 weeks that January 6th was largely people being escorted into the Capitol building with some vandalism and trespassing? Why are people now thinking it's a revelation that we funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab? This isn't new. It's just that we were suspended, right, if we talked about these things a long time ago. Now there are enough people trying to cover their own ass, admitting that it's true. Hopefully I can say ass here. I know you're still also on radio.
You can cuss if you want. We just delay 5 seconds out. But I'm glad. It's like we have a mind meld. I haven't talked since I was in your studio 3 months ago, 4 months ago. So we didn't script this, but I was about to go exactly there. I'm not going to sit here and bash the Daily Wire because they're, quote, competition. I don't see them as that. The globalists are my competition. I want to beat their ideology. But I agreed with you with what you were doing, exposing that, because you hit the nail on the head. It has been mainline conservative ink, the talk radio, you know, a lot of the Fox News people other than Tucker, and, of course, the Daily Wire, who said, just take your damn shots, and there is no gain of function, and who said everybody at January 6th deserves to be shot or put in prison, or you know, worse. I mean, just, I mean, we can play all the clips of conservative right. Inc., and there's some great people over at the Daily Wire, like, you know, Candace Owens and countless others. I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, but it's very legitimate to point out that they have this whole pedigree, the leadership of these groups, of controlling what we can say and going along with it, and then telling this whole stable or collection of talk show hosts that they get in control, and Fox is the worst about doing it, from keeping them from saying the truth when there was evidence of gain of function 3 years ago. There was evidence of the feds letting people in, as you said, 2 years ago, and you covered it and I covered it. And then all these other people really don't cover it, and then they turn around because Elon Musk freed up Twitter some. Now they think it's safe, and suddenly now all of this is true and blah, blah, blah. But then the next time there's a big story, they're going to sit on the bleachers again until they think it's safe again, and we don't have time for that. And so I know I have you on as a guest, and I'm ranting here, but we don't have time when the next big event comes for them to sit there with their thumbs in their butts while all of our freedoms are taken. So I'm not in competition with them. They'll be more popular if they get hardcore. I want them to stop being wimps.
Sorry. Yeah, and to be clear, I'm not when I talk about them, right, I'm not talking about Daily Wire. Daily Wire was an issue where people kind of know where they people can line up wherever they want. I hope that everybody does well. My issue is this, and like I said, there were about four or five, maybe six offers that were on the table right when our contract went up, and we were looking as to where we wanted to partner, you know, alongside Mug Club. And the issue is when you look at these contracts out there, and you have people on the right, and by the way, many are good people, but they have penalties on behalf of big tech. This is something that a lot of people don't know. Hosts and content creators are penalized if they're suspended. They're penalized if they somehow are demonetized on YouTube. To the tune of some of the offers, people know.
Because in the fighting censorship, these big conglomerates like Daily Wire that could break the back of censorship, they partner with big tech as the enforcer.
Well, and it's the same thing with Fox News. That's the only issue. And here's the thing. Look, I would never say I don't get into the business of saying controlled opposition or sort of trying to attribute motives. But I will say this, and I'm not talking about Daily Wire. Again, like you said, there's so many great people out there. That's kind of something that blew up who I didn't name, by the way. But there are a lot of people out there where maybe they believe that vaccines were the best thing since sliced bread. Maybe they believe that any and all elections have been the most free and most fair in our lifetime. Maybe they believe that there was no evidence of gain-of-function research. Maybe all of that is true, and I mean that sincerely. But here's I don't know. Here's what I do know, that with the contracts that exist out there, and keep in mind I also worked for Fox News for 4.5 years, they would be precluded from speaking about it anyway. They would be penalized if they spoke about it anyway. So you can't know necessarily if they don't believe those things. I assume they do. But if they had a problem with these issues, there aren't people outside of yourself, and thank God myself, and we've partnered with Rumble, this partnership where if I can plug, you know, lottoscredit.com/mugclub, we come back March 20th, by the way. We've added new shows. We have Mr. Guns and Gear. We have Brian Callen. We're adding a Friday show. So two times the content. We have two more announcements coming up. People get 3 months free if they signed up at mugclubforever.com. And by the way, you're going to be here in the studio in third chair, I think next Wednesday. Do you think I could ever do that? Do you think I could ever do that if we signed with any of these other major companies? We can only be brothers in arms if we can partner with each other freely and if we engage in mutually beneficial free enterprise. But the issue here is I sit back and I get so mad, Alex, when I see people saying, you know, I follow this in a very granular way and I had no idea about the QAnon shaman. Well, you should. You should have known. You know what? I guess your guess is as good as mine as it relates to the gain of function research. Really? It's as good as mine. Your guess is as good as we had Rand Paul on here. Gosh, I want to say 2 years ago presenting the evidence, who, by the way, I agree with on almost everything. And he still irritates me. I don't care because I want the truth to get out. And we are afforded that luxury. We would not be afforded that luxury if we'd have partnered with anybody else. I still.
Well, that's really the key. And we need nationalists and populists and just pro free speech people and conservatives and Christians to ally together, even if we're not in the same company, and agree we're going to hold the line and we're not going to self-censor or censor our people. We're going to try to tell the truth. But when we're handed down these things like, don't talk about the Afghan withdrawal. That was one of the things the Twitter files showed. They were censoring people that criticized the Afghan withdrawal. Now they're criticizing people that are against open borders. Now they're criticizing people that bring up January 6th stuff. We'll be right back with Stephen Crowder. Powerful stuff coming up. Stay right there, Stephen Crowder. The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. We have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Alex Jones.
All right, so let's be 100% clear about this. Major scientific institutions in Australia, India, and France, the discoverer of HIV, within a month of COVID being out there, they had scanned it, the P shuttle gene, the cleavage site. They said it's man-made. It's got the HIV spike protein welded onto it. If you give people a vaccine for this, they're going to come up as HIV positive. And Australia created a regular vaccine. They were getting HIV positive, so they had to stop it After only 10,000 people were given it, almost all of them came up HIV positive. They didn't really have HIV, but they had the spike protein, so it showed that. My point is, the science was there 3 years ago. Okay, we had the scientist on. Like Stephen said, I remember seeing the interview. He had it over 2 years ago, Senator Paul laying it all out. So the fact that it's all here illustrates the bubble that with Big Tech and Conservative Inc., not just a Daily Wire, because they got some great hosts, but just in general, they won't touch something until it's kosher to talk about. Now, to Joe Rogan's credit, he's not controlled by any of that. He kind of woke up a year and a half, 2 years ago. I helped inform him at a lot of dinners we had. And he came out first and I think kind of helped break the bubble outside of Crowder and Jones. So it's not about us saying we're the best. It's about saying I want to beat this authoritarian system. That's my goal. It's not big paychecks. But, oh, you turned down that big paycheck I was told because you wanted a bigger one. How much money are you actually getting at Rumble? Was it more than Daily Wire, you greedy bastard?
Well, first of all, it's a partnership, to be clear, which is what I'm so excited about. No, it's actually a little bit less. It's a little bit less than the offer that people know about publicly. It's a little bit less initially, and then it's less overall as far as actually cash, but more upside, right? So the idea that, only one person take – no, I wanted to take on some of the risk and also take on the ability to make it successful because, look, here's one thing, too. I've never really talked about numbers, right, when people talk about Mug Club when we –
By the way, you're not really a bastard. I know your dad, I know your wife, I know your family. You're a great guy. I was being sarcastic.
No, I appreciate it. I know, Alex. I am a bastard, though, sometimes. No, but the issue is it was always about making sure that there is, you know, that we're all sort of mutually aligned, right? The Bible talks about not being unequally yoked. And you need to be free to discuss. Here's the thing. Big Tech, I'm not looking to get suspended from YouTube, to be clear. Okay, so when we come back March 20th, we will be available on YouTube and on Rumble. But we need to decouple from YouTube. And a legitimate criticism, some people have said, well, you know, where would you be if not for YouTube? Because that's where I kind of started 2006, 2009 politically. Sure, YouTube's a valuable platform. But as you all know, Big Tech is only a valuable platform if you can speak the truth. I understand working within the system to change it. But once you reach a point where you cannot discuss the truth, for example, you talked about COVID, you know, when everyone else was in their basement. This includes just not just Jimmy Kimmel, but everyone on the right. A lot of people were in there. We said, you know what? We're going to do two-a-days. And that's when we blew up. We had Dr. Peter McCullough on the very first week of the two-week quarantine, the two-week lockdown that people were doing, and we got suspended for that. It has been an ongoing situation.
Well, that's why I backed you, is that I know you've had the courage and you do the research that, quite frankly, almost no one else had. And that's scary. We shouldn't have courage be so rare. It needs to be contagious.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I don't think it's courageous. I think it's a promise. When I promise people that I'm out there fighting like hell, right? That's our slogan. And we took it, of course, because people tried to say that Donald Trump was calling people to an insurrection. When we say fight like hell, we mean it. I can't take your money to fight Big Tech and then punish everybody who works for me if they don't do the bidding of Big Tech. I am willing to speak the truth and let the cards fall where they may. It's a PG-13 show. It's an entertainment show. We make all of the references publicly available. But there also needs to be – here's one thing too, Alex. There's a vision here for the future, okay, and not just with Rumble, but what you guys do. There needs to be the ability to partner with people, like you said, even though we don't necessarily agree on everything. Parallel world, hey, maybe there's something where there's a discount. People who are members of Mug Club get a discount if they join InfoWars and vice versa. So we give more value to the viewer. I'm not saying we have to do that specifically, but I'm saying this. You can only make these kinds of arrangements if you are in a situation where True North is serving the viewer, is serving the average American. And I've talked about this, Alex. People act as though this is risky. And certainly what we do, right, sometimes like a sketch with you as the Angel of Gabriel in a transgender's cellmate. That was a hilarious sketch, by the way. People can go and watch it on Mug Club. People say, oh, maybe that's niche. Hold on a second. Does anyone have any idea how many people watch Johnny Carson? How many people watch Leno? How many people watch Letterman? Let's go even closer. After the fracturing of cable, how many people tuned in to the finale of Breaking Bad?
Well, no, listen, it's true. I'm not kissing your ass when I say it. For how small your crew is, you guys have the best production quality and how much you churn out. That's all, you know, A or A-plus quality. I mean, I marvel at it. And that's what I was going to say is, and I think I told your dad this last time I was up there, you, I think, should become like the mothership. And then, obviously, you vet people that are quality. You know, you make sure stuff gets checked. You can't just say anything. Like, I've been a bull in a china cabinet, not on purpose, but not knowing they take stuff out of context and blow it up. You, I think, have had a really good thoroughbred view of getting the most truth out while at the same time surviving without selling out.
Well, thank you very much. I really do try to. You know, my thing is, if I can't prove it, then I won't say it, or I'll make sure to say, look, this is conjecture. But my point here is, I don't remember what my point was, but you were saying something that was very interesting. But no, I appreciate, we make all of our references publicly available. I don't know that anybody else does that, because I demand that people fact check me. I demand that people ensure that I am either correct or incorrect. We need transparency. That was what I was talking about, Breaking Bad. So, you know, people talk about how it's niche. This is an entertainment show largely, right? We do all kinds of crazy sketches and bits and on location. All right. But Breaking Bad had about 15 million people. I remember they had some focus groups, about 70%. A majority of them were conservative. Okay. Peak viewership on the biggest conservative show on Fox News on television is 2.3 million, if you're really lucky, with the median demo of 70-something. There's nothing wrong with that. What I'm saying is, that's niche. That's niche. Entertainment is not niche. There are so many Americans out there who think like we do, and we're not doing it well enough because they're not tuning in. That's our fault.
Well, that's why I like your show, because sometimes I don't watch it when it's live or in the morning, but when I'm sick of news and sick of all the horrible stuff going on, but I still want to see what's going on, I tune in because it's so entertaining and it's relaxing. So for me, I understand it's hard to do a nighttime show, but your show really feels like a nighttime show.
Well, it started as a nighttime show, and then what happened is when we did two-a-days during the lockdown, right, we did a nighttime show and a morning show, we realized that most people watch late night in the morning. That includes Fallon, that includes Kimmel. So we said, well, you know what? Let's just do it in the morning anyway. That way we're ahead of the news, and people will watch it in the morning, and then they'll also watch it at night. So it basically is a nighttime show in the morning, and that kind of happened by accident. It used to run at 9 p.m. Every night. But I appreciate you saying that. Look, I do not want to be people's only show. Just to be clear, that's why we're adding people. We're adding people under the umbrella of Mug Club. To be clear, the most profitable thing that I could do would be capitalize on the current paying subscribers and then move on my merry way. But we have put ourselves, Alex, and you know what this means. We have put ourselves in a position, people sign up there at lightoathcredit.com/Mug Club, where in adding new talent, in adding new shows, we have to perform. We have put our back against the wall to put our money where our mouth is, because it's a lot harder and it's a lot more expensive. And we're coming for 500,000 subscribers, 1 million subscribers by election night 2024.
That's
why?
Awesome. You know, without
because
getting into
the big boys,
without getting into infighting, you know, you left the Blaze. Glenn Beck's the type of guy who I think is very talented, but he'll give you one of his paintings and then a year later talk crap about you on air and say you're a terrible person. And, you know, that place is a very nice facility, you know, up there in Dallas. And I know you were there forever, but not inside of it. You were separate. So you were leaving there. You were looking at other outlets. I'm glad you've gone with Rumble. They seem like to be the best and are really building, I think, the platform of the future. But why'd you leave the Blaze?
Well, we had a contract that was – so to be clear, I signed a contract with a company called CRTV. And I can only say good things about the man who ran that company, a guy named Kerry. Fantastic. Actually gave this company raises when we didn't even ask for them because we outpunted our coverage. Then there was, you know, business stuff that's sort of, you know, it's inside baseball. People don't care. There was merging. It just wasn't the right fit. And I understand we're not necessarily the right fit for a lot of people. You know that very well, Alex. That's probably why you're doing it on your own as well, right? Sometimes it's risky. What we do is a little bit different. But here's honestly what I was always looking to do is fundamentally change the landscape of the internet. And a part of it is motivated by seething rage, which I know isn't Christian of me, but I have been around YouTube, right, since 2009. And I have been suspended, and we had the Vox apocalypse, and we've been threatened to be removed, and we've had to meet with the brass. And you hear Susan Wojcicki up there talking about how they've created new guidelines for us, the borderline guidelines. And you see Senator Hirono and Nancy Pelosi saying that we need to be removed. And I've watched this happen, and I've watched people on our side not fight back because it's sort of a tripopoly with big tech. Here's the beauty of Rumble, okay? Mug Club is under that umbrella where people can pay, and they can get, that's $89 a year, they get a full hour of show and the rest of all of this content. But it also allows Rumble to compete on the free portion with YouTube, right? The free portion is a platform like YouTube.
Now, that's the beauty. We've got to operate in all zones, on the enemy zones, yeah, our own zones. This is an information war. Steven Crowder, final segment straight ahead. And I'll be up there. What is it, next Wednesday?
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years
years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is an information war, and Steven Crowder, in this entertaining way with his band of merry Liberty Pirates, certainly has been challenging the system. And you got to say, for political shows, it's as big as it gets on YouTube. And he's absolutely right. They have Fox News audiences every day, but it's not all celebrated and you know, like it's Hollywood. Well, we're not Hollywood, and this show has giant audiences as well. We're trying to save the country. That's really my mission. And, you know, Steven's having a fun time while he does it. I'd say joking half the time, very serious the other half. I'm serious about 95% of the time. That's probably why I've gone so crazy. But here's one of the skits. It's hilarious that got him suspended on YouTube a few years ago. Here it is.
Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, for there is born to you a baby in this cell, and this shall be a sign unto you of...
A virgin birth? A miracle?
No.
your cellmate, that guy dressed as a woman, he's going to rape you.
I'm a girl.
Repeatedly. So that's going on in prisons all over the West. It's all admitted. You've got transgender athletes winning the Massachusetts track and field championship, and it's a male. Steven Crowder, this is why we've absolutely not just got to survive, we've got to thrive. So tell us more about your big show relaunch that's got conservative ink and a lot of other people looking over their shoulder.
You know what's funny is that girl, actually, she's adorable, right, Lily? She went to work for one of the big boys, because sometimes, you know, you end up with this where sometimes people kind of get poached, and I'll write them a letter of recommendation because I can't afford to necessarily keep them, and came back because realized that it was a little bit different than she had anticipated. And this happens a lot with our studio, where people will leave. You know, I'm sure you've had this struggle, right, Alex, where your talent and your creators, people will come and they go, oh, they're really good. They pay them more, but then they say, you know what, we're going to have to lay you off or then lower the salary. But I will tell you this. This is the most important issue of our time. I mean, taxes are important. Yes, government corruption is important. This ties into government corruption. But the idea that there are no men and women, that they are fundamentally interchangeable, that's when society collapses. And this isn't even the first story, by the way. I was suspended, throttled on Facebook, gosh, I want to say 2014, 2013, for talking about Fallon Fox, the person who lived as a man for 32 years of his life, I believe fathered children, and then fractured women's skulls in the cage and lied, by the way, about his biological sex. And I don't even know if he's still living as a woman. So this is something that we've been facing for a very long time. And the most important thing with Mug Club, and people can sign up, lottofcredit.com/Mug Club, will be coming back March 20th, along with 3, 4, 5 other shows, $10 cheaper than it was before. It's about decoupling from big tech. Look, when you were removed, Alex, I think we had you on the next day, within 48 hours, and we had you on YouTube. And I don't know how we got away with that, because there was a policy, persona non grata, Alex Jones on YouTube. I was disappointed that a lot of other people didn't. Even though you and I have some fundamental disagreements, I feel compelled to poke my finger in the chest of people who tell you what you can't.
And by the way, let me talk about some inside baseball. When you did that, I think it was like a day and a half later, that was the only reason a bunch of other people had me on, and then YouTube had to clarify, no, other shows can have him, he just can't have his own show. So you helped break that electronic Berlin Wall for InfoWars, which is why I appreciate you.
I didn't know. I appreciate, because when I did it, they in no uncertain terms said, no, you can't have him on. I said, well, go screw yourself with a wire brush. I'm going to have him on anyway. So I'm glad that it worked. And that's one thing, too, right? We have a big enough platform, and I don't say this to brag about it, but I need to take ownership and responsibility for it. When I say I have a big platform, I don't. You do. Meaning the people viewing right now do. They voted with their dollar.
Let's be 1,000,000,000% clear. There aren't many of us at this level, and this is a fight for our whole future. If we don't have the speech to challenge this takeover, we're going to lose. So this is essential. It's a war. And for people that don't know, it costs tens of millions of dollars a year to run InfoWars, with our bandwidth, our crew, our expenses, the legal, all of it. So when people saw that contract you turned down, and now you've taken a lower contract for freedom, they thought, oh, this greedy bastard, that's you paying for all your expenses, your studios, your bandwidth, all of it. People don't know what it takes. I saw the other day, like, BuzzFeed's $110 million in the hole and going under, and all they do is write articles. I mean, you know, so we operate on a fraction of the money the left has. That's why listeners have to understand, it is a war. It takes money to win wars. If you want good culture and good ideas out there, folks, you've got to patronize it. You've got to support it.
Yes, they have to support it, and you know what? And we have to offer a product that's worth it. That's always what I always say. I need to earn your dollar, meaning people who are watching right now, I need to earn your dollar every single day. I act as though every single audience is new, and you've never seen what we've done before, so we don't rest on the laurels, because when you do that, you end up with a median demo that's 72 years old. And by the way, Alex, there's nothing wrong with a lot of traditional conservative media having a very, very old demographic. My problem is with exclusively marketing to that demographic. When you exclude people, saying, no, this is how conservatives make money. I talked about this the other day. Alex, you travel the country. I know you do. You have a lot of people you interact with. Okay. Some of them are probably, a lot of them libertarians, some of them Republicans, conservatives. Have you ever once met a Lindsey Graham fan?
No.
A Mitch McConnell fan?
No.
A Mitt Romney fan?
No.
No. Okay. And these people are constantly in positions of power? Right? Think about it. We don't know one. Not one. Even when you're talking about McCarthy, you have a lot of people who have issues with him. He wouldn't be the first choice. These are unelected people when they get elected to these positions of authority. For example, someone like Fauci is completely unelected. Sure, people are elected to the House or elected to the Senate, but then effectively they pick who leads them. But even when you're talking about a Republican primary, I didn't know a single person who was enthusiastic about Romney. I don't know a single person who was enthusiastic about McCain. I know a lot of people who were enthusiastic about Donald Trump, by the way, not saying that he's faultless, not saying that he's blameless. Of course not. But When people say, you know what, we need to be a unified front, I agree. But they need to come our way. We don't need to go there.
Exactly. We've taken over the Republican Party. We're the populace. And let me ask this, because when I tell the story all the time, it's a gauge, like a bellwether. It's not like, oh, I'm famous. You know, 10 years ago, I'd walk at the mall, maybe shake one hand. Every 100 people knew who I was or came over. And then under Trump, the show blew up so big, it was like I would shake 30, 40 hands. Every other person, and somebody say, F you, Russian agent, I'm going to, you know, kill you, blah, blah, blah. Dump coffee on me. It's been caught on video many times. Probably go out to a restaurant without being attacked. Now, in the last year or two, I go all over the place, all over the world, into liberal areas. All I get is love now. You are just as well known. You're a gauge as well. You travel a lot. Are you experiencing the same thing? Because I see that as a gauge of the public mind. It looks like people are really awake right now.
I have a little bit of a reputation as a bordering on Howard Hughes hermit, just because I'm very guarded with my private life. But yeah, no, I get recognized. We had to put a gym here in the office. And it's not a big gym. It's a box with two squat racks, because every time I would go to the gym, what should be 45 minutes would be 2 hours, because, you know, you always want to talk with people. You always want to sign stuff. But at a certain point, I'm like, hey, I got to get out of here and I got to go to work. So we had to install a gym here because it was taking up so much time in my, and I'm grateful. I'm incredibly grateful, but it absolutely does change your life. And yeah, and even my dad, who's been on the show, you know, just every now and then. People here, Gerald, for crying out loud, gets recognized everywhere, and people like him now. I don't know how that happened, but people love Gerald now. So I'm grateful for it, and that's why I feel like we have to use our platform and our voice.
Listeners, I'm not saying, oh, we're famous, we're Hollywood. No, it's the opposite. We're letting listeners that feel alone and don't think we're winning know. I was getting coffee and tea dumped on me every couple weeks when Trump first got elected. That doesn't happen. All I get is love now. I mean, I have to wear sunglasses and a hat. Not that I don't want to talk to people and like pull a collar up. If I go to the grocery store, my wife won't go. I'm becoming
more. That won't work, Alex. What, you think your Inspector Gadget outfit? Then the second you open your mouth, like, oh, yeah, I just want to get some corn puffs. And people are like, ah, that's Alex Jones. Come on.
Exactly. I'm saying all I'm getting is love now, so it means something's changed. What's changed?
Yeah. I think what's changed is our ability to reach people directly. And I think a big part of it's the loyalty from people, because we talk about people being othered, right? That's what the left says. Whether look, if you're a black Afro-lesbian gender major, you know, studies major, you can pick from hundreds of representatives in mainstream media. If you are someone who is going to an Ivy League school, or you are someone who's on the East Coast or somewhere in Los Angeles, and you're conservative, or you're working in the entertainment industry, guess what? Or you're working in the liberal arts, you are completely alone. You are completely other. That's whether you're black, yellow, red, white. Guess what? You don't have anyone speaking for you. And so when I have people come up, they'll often say, hey, you know what? I've always been more conservative, but I was never going to watch, you know, Fox News. I was never going to tune into a lot of that. I would grow up watching Letterman. I would grow up watching Conan or Howard Stern. And they said, you know what? I thought there weren't people out there like me who thought like me, but also didn't just want red meat talking lines. And they say that they really feel less alone. That's a big thing when we do the stand-up shows. Talking about many, many thousands of people at each show. And that to me is not something that I exalt myself. It humbles me, because I genuinely feel like I have to serve these people. There's a responsibility with that.
Look, we don't have shows like yours that we can easily make number one. We don't have the culture. We are number one. Freedom is number one. And people fighting from the front lines are our champions. And that's why I totally support you. How do people get on board the bold new relaunch of your already hit show with all the new shows and make sure it's even bigger? Because I do want it to become bigger than Conservative Inc. It's not a pissing contest, but so I can be free. So it's just because we can't sit there while they cower the next globalist operation for 2 years with their thumbs in their butt. We need to be leading from the front with you and others. How do people support the great work you're doing?
And by the way, in a perfect world, we all get on the same page and we all say, you know what, okay, we understand the enemy that we're facing in the left and the complete deconstruction of Western civilization. It's louderwithcredit.com/mugclub. March 20th. Here's the beauty. If you watch there, you sign up, you just keep on watching, and you get to watch the additional hour free and the rest of the network. There's no going to having to go to all these separate websites anymore. We are streaming the free portion on the Blaze and Rumble. You hit one button and you keep on watching the premium portion.
All right, stay there. We're going to air some clips of your show. We're going to come right back with you live in 6 minutes. Stay with us.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks
I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.